invited along by Helen Southall of Wiltshire Primary ICT team at a course on podcasting. So, Helen, thanks for inviting me along. And hello.
Hello.
We're also using the TTS EasySpeak to record this conversation. It's the first time we've tried it, so we'll see how it goes. But I just wanted to ask Helen quickly about her experience with one particular school with podcasting, because, Helen, you wrote about this on your Primary Nuggets blog. Do you want to tell us, in your own words, what this school's experience was of podcasting?
Okay, so this was a school that had been experiencing some difficulties with literacy, a particular group of children that were disengaged from learning. They'd lost their motivation. They didn't want to be at school, didn't want to read, didn't want to write. And we decided that more of the same really wasn't going to make any difference. What could we do that was going to re-engage them? Podcasting seemed like an excellent opportunity. So I went in to work with a group of children. We spent about half an hour or so just getting to know the software, learning which buttons to press, adding effects, editing content. And then they had the opportunity to perform a play. Now, on this occasion, it wasn't one that they'd written themselves. It was one that was given to them. But they had a reason for reading initially, so they were supporting each other if they were finding difficulty reading the words. They then performed this as a podcast. And some children who didn't feel confident enough with the speaking decided that they would be in charge of adding the sound effects. So once they'd recorded their play, they added sound effects, they did the editing. And the whole session was sort of completed in just a little over an hour. And the really interesting thing for me was this particular group of children had previously displayed quite challenging behaviour. As I said earlier, they were disengaged with the learning, but suddenly they had a real reason and a purpose. And at the end of the session, they were desperate to write their own plays. And the teacher said, you know, they couldn't have got them to write previously for love nor money, but suddenly they had a reason, they had a wider audience, there was a purpose. And for me, it was really the key benefit was the fact that the ICT wasn't getting in the way. It was really becoming a tool to support their learning and just such a powerful motivator.
Well, that's a fantastic example. Thanks for sharing it with us, Helen.
You're welcome.